a new book looks at Abraham Lincoln's ties to Illinois State University.
The university was the creation of Lincoln's political friends, basically the favor to his Bloomington associates.
That's author Tom Emery. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, February 9th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with some not terrible news about the coronavirus in McLean County. Eric Stock has the story.
There are 371 active COVID-19 cases in McLean County. Sounds like a lot, but it's actually the lowest active caseload since late October. That was right before the second wave hit Bloomington Normal, sharply increasing hospitalizations and then the death toll. That second wave has now subsided. Hospital capacity is in the best shape it's been in weeks, and the county's testing positivity rate is holding at just under 4%. A similar positive trend is being felt at long-term care facilities, where most of McLean County's deaths have been traced. The pace of new infections in nursing homes and similar facilities has finally slowed. Seven facilities with the previous active outbreaks have had no new cases in the past 2 weeks. Part of that is the arrival of COVID vaccines, which went to healthcare workers and nursing homes first, then people 65 and older and essential frontline workers. Over 19,000 doses have been administered in McLean County, including 3,500 people who've received both doses. That means about 2% of the population is fully vaccinated, lagging the statewide average by less than half a percentage point. Four more vaccine clinics are scheduled for this week, including today at Grossinger Motors Arena for those getting their second dose. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. A murder trial is now underway for Hammett Brown, who's accused of fatally shooting two people on Orchard Road in Bloomington in 2018. His lawyer is setting up a self-defense claim. The Bloomington City Council voted unanimously last night to add two youth members to the city's Public Safety and Community Relations Board, which advises the police department. And Bradley University in Peoria will ease its campus-wide COVID restrictions starting today. The campus testing positivity rate is currently just 0.17%. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Abraham Lincoln has deep connections to Central Illinois and Bloomington Normal. His affiliation with Illinois State University is less well-known, but still significant. A new book studies the connections Lincoln had with Illinois State, dating back to his time as counsel to the State Board of Education. Student reporter Katrina Peterson talks with author Tom Emery.
He wrote the guarantee for the university, which secured funding. In doing so, he really ensured that the university would be located in Bloomington. There's competition from other cities, namely Peoria, to be the home of the university. The fact that Lincoln wrote the guarantee securing funding was a critical step in making sure that the university would be in Bloomington, where it's been for 164 years.
Why did Lincoln even care about the founding of ISU?
I suspect that it was a political favor to his friends. Some of Lincoln's closest associates in Illinois, some of his most influential associates in Illinois, were from the Bloomington area. The Bloomington area had an untold impact on Lincoln's pre-presidency. He was very close friends with Jesse Fell, for example, who was one of the movers and shakers of early Bloomington. His brother-in-law, Ninian Edwards Jr., was president of the Board of Education. It's been speculated, and I believe this to be true, that the university was the creation of Lincoln's political friends, and that this is basically a favor to his Bloomington associates.
One of Lincoln's close political allies was William Saunders. The ISU Quad was designed by William Saunders, who also designed Oak Ridge Cemetery and Gettysburg National Cemetery. How did Lincoln know Saunders?
Lincoln, we know, met with Saunders in the White House two nights before he delivered the Gettysburg Address to get an overview of the plans for the proposed Gettysburg National Cemetery. We believe that Saunders and Lincoln may have met sometime before that. Again, Lincoln was a very frequent visitor to Bloomington and often visited his good friend Fell. So they may have met there. We know for certain they were at least well acquainted enough that Saunders was invited to the White House two nights before the Gettysburg Address was delivered.
Lincoln also delivered his legendary Lost Speech in 1856 at Majors Hall, the site of the first classes at Illinois State after the university's founding a year later. What is the Lost Speech?
The Lost Speech kept the audience so spellbound that no one literally thought to take notes of the speech. That's what's called the Lost Speech. There's only one or two small accounts of that speech that exist today. It's one of Lincoln's legendary speeches, and those that were there believe it was maybe his best. If you believe that, that puts it up there with the Gettysburg Address and the second inaugural. So that's a very strong statement. They chose Majors Hall because it fit their needs the best. Even though the hall was only about 4 years old, apparently it's in rather ramshackle condition. The first president, Charles Hovey, spoke rather despairingly of Majors Hall.
In addition to Illinois State, this book covers much more of Bloomington Normal and McLean County as a whole. What is the Lincoln legacy in the area?
Behind Springfield, his hometown, the city in Illinois that influenced Lincoln the most and meant the most to his political career and his rise to greatness was Bloomington. Lincoln's Lost Speech delivered in Bloomington established him not as a statewide leader of the Republican Party, but also left him to a national scale. Just a few weeks later, he received support as nomination for vice president at the 1856 National Convention of the Republicans. I think the legacy is alive today with some of the great history you have in the Bloomington Normal area. The impact that Lincoln's friends had on his career, there's some mayor from Bloomington, I think, speaks for itself.
Is there a specific reason why this Lincoln history hasn't yet been uncovered?
I've been told by some people who don't really know what they're talking about, for lack of a better word, that everything's been written on Lincoln that could be written. And that really isn't true. There's a lot of new topics that need to be covered about Lincoln. Other topics have not been covered properly. This just happened to be one of those things that people had overlooked in the 50-some years, 155 years since Lincoln's death.
Lincoln clearly had a stake in ISU. What would he think about it today?
I think he'd be shocked at the growth because I think everyone might have been. The university had such humble beginnings. I believe it had 7 faculty in its early days, which is not unusual for major universities. It was very much a fledgling school. It was really only 8 years old at the time Lincoln died. And certainly the university community supported Lincoln in great detail just before the Civil War and after the war. But I think if he were alive today, he'd look at the sparkling campus you have there, the beautiful buildings, the impact the university's had, and I think he'd be awestruck.
That's Abraham Lincoln and the Heritage of Illinois State University author Tom Emery speaking with student reporter Katrina Peterson. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Liquor Commission meets today at 4. 7 businesses are making their first appearance in liquor violation cases. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.